time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here at the Steinway in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, he rewrites that tune in the style of a famous composer. We get one of our listeners on the line who has two jobs. One job is to try to name the hidden tune. The other job is to try to name the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Dustin Suits is on the line from Loamie, Illinois. Dustin, welcome.
Hi there. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. And did I pronounce the name of your town correctly?
Indeed you did.
Loamie. And where is Loamie?
Loamie is a little bitty speck on the map, about 15 miles southwest of Springfield in the center of the state.
Ah, so farm country.
Yes.
And what's your musical background?
Well, from my earliest days, my parents played in string quartets. They self-effacingly named Quartet of the Limited Technique. Then when I picked up piano at 7, clarinet at 9, as a teenager, tenor sax and bass guitar, and then as adult, I started playing guitar.
Wow, so you're a one-man band.
I don't play brass and don't play drums, but close, yes.
Nice. Well, Bruce here is at the piano. All he has is the piano. He doesn't have the full menagerie that you've got, but he'll play his Piano Puzzler. Then, as I said, your job to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Dustin, you all set?
I'm set.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler.
It's a lot harder when you're not sitting in your car, isn't it?
So, Dustin, what do you think?
Sounded like Bach to me.
It's not meant to be Bach. I think you should keep going, though, because you're in the category of greatness. And this is one of the greats.
Beethoven?
Well, you've got 2 out of 3.
Brahms.
Well, yes, if you're going to go with B's, you got one.
Johannes Brahms, in the style of Johannes Brahms. Bruce, what made this the style of Johannes Brahms?
Well, there are a number of things, but the thing I need to say first is that it actually is based in part on his Capriccio No. 7 from Opus 116.
Ah, so and, quoting a particular piece.
Well, I would say it quotes the rhythm and texture of the piece.
Ah, okay.
Which is... Now, we don't know the tune yet, so I have to be careful what
I
say.
Right.
But basically, the opening is in 6. But the tune is not. The tune, and this is very strange, the tune starts a half a beat in and then is in 3. Thank you.
Dustin, amid all that swirling Brahmsian deliciousness, are you able to hear a tune?
I'm hearing a tune, but I don't recognize what it is. My biggest fear with the call is it would wind up being a show tune, which I know very little about.
Well, I'll tell you this, it's not really a show tune.
Okay.
I say not really because some people might think it is, but they're wrong.
Boom, 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 boom.
Right,
am I picking out
got
the right
that?
Line?
Yes, you are.
Like I should know it, and I'm just not getting it.
Yeah, likewise. I'm afraid Gershwin is, I'm embarrassed to say, Gershwin is not high in my vocabulary.
Okay. Well.
You might just have to tell us, Bruce.
Okay. It's My Man's Gone Now. It's my Man's Gone Now. Ain't No Use of Listening for His Tired Footsteps, etc. It's a really beautiful aria. So if you don't know it, you should check it out. My Man's Gone Now from Porgy and Bess.
I'll do that.
Okay, My Man's Gone Now from Porgy and Bess by George Gershwin, rewritten in the style of Johannes Brahms, and in particular, a Capriccio by Brahms. Which Capriccio?
Number 7 from Opus 116.
Opus 116, number 7. Interesting. Well, Dustin, thanks for playing our piano puzzler. You got Johannes Brahms, and that's what the puzzler is really about. It's about the music, ultimately. So well done.
Oh, thank you. Now, I guess if you were stumped, too, I don't feel quite so bad.
Dustin Suits, how do you hear the piano puzzler?
They don't play it on the radio around here anymore, so I have to listen to the podcast.
Dustin Suits from Loami, Illinois, thank you very much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
I had a ball.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, friend.
How in the world does he do it? Every week I'm astonished by the creativity, the brilliance, and sometimes just the wackiness of the imagination of Bruce Adolph. We've been doing piano puzzlers together for more than 15 years now. If you're hungry for more puzzling, well, I hope you sign up for the Piano Puzzler email newsletter. Every week you'll get a sneak peek of next week's Piano Puzzler. Plus, you can listen to one from our deep archives, a puzzler you won't find online or in this podcast. The sign-up is easy. Just go to yourclassical.org/newsletter.